I want all of God that I can have. And I find that I accept the most when I'm going through the worst. There was a thief that was on the cross next to Jesus. He couldn't have been in any worse of a situation. And in his desperate times, he looks over and says, "Will there be a place for me? Will you make room for me, the thief who dies beside you?" And Christ says, "There is a place. There is a place. There is something for you. There is a greater hope." Verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is loss, is to gain." He was talking about, as it says, "Wherewith be ye content with such as you have." We've wrote it in a song today. It says, "I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay. For I still have my Jesus each passing day. I'll have my healing here below, or life forever if I go. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm a winner either way." So however you want to take that, whether by the word or by song, it's truth. Verse 22, "But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." Why are we here today? Why are we still lingering in this hour? We're coming upon the last days when God will call forth his church. Why wouldn't he have already called us? Why do we have to live in the suffering of this world today? Because it's necessary. There were guards in that prison that he ministered to. There were prisoners in that prison that he ministered to. He not only reached out by letter unto others, but he reached out unto those that were right in front of him. We might not feel like we have a big number from time to time here, but I'm not ministering just to those out there on the internet, those on the radio broadcast, and those who we pass out CDs to and text the sermons to, but I'm preaching to the people that's right in front of me. And I'm here to tell you that my life is not always easy, that everything's not always roses. The cars don't always work when you try to start them. You don't always get to where you're going before you have a breakdown. You don't always have money in the bank. Sometimes you might use your card and it bounces at the restaurant. Sometimes you want to blame it on bad luck. You want to blame it on karma? You can blame it on whatever you want to, but I'm here to tell you that if you'll let God be with you in that hour, that you'll come out a more blessed child of God. Churches, they spring up pretty quick nowadays. They get good funding, hire people in, and everything's great for a while. But then when they start having to talk about other things other than just being blessed and life is wonderful and positive, when it comes to trying to teach people how to change their lifestyle for the better, all of a sudden the numbers begin to be fewer. It's the same way the disciples deserted Christ. And you can say everything that you want to say to bring up the number, but it's not sincere. And when people are in true need, that kind of body cannot perform the will of God. I want you to ask yourself, am I letting God have all of me when I'm hurting the worst? Am I letting God have all my cares when I'm hurting? Am I just showing up when I'm feeling good? Or am I letting God have those things that are hurting me? Because chances are, if you are not letting God help you, then that which is supposed to help you is hurting you. And the things that are meant for deliverance are causing you to digress to less than what the Lord would have you to be. But as many that are called, as many of you that you believe, there is satisfaction in this present life. There is a way to be content, even when we suffer. I'm getting older now. Things are beginning to change. I've entered my 30s. Here's to the death of my youth. I'm entering another chapter of my life. Thoughts that I used to remember, not as easy to recall. Hairs that were once fluently brown and black, beginning to sprout in other colors. Aches and pains that I didn't once feel. When I would lift stuff and do stuff, I roll out of the bed and say, "What did I do?" Cup of coffee that used to bring a spring in my step, it almost feels like I just drank a glass of water. And I know there's new challenges that'll be ahead of me. I consider myself blessed, but I know that there is more to come. I know that my life isn't over, and I'm not just going to be content with where I'm at, because I know that there is greater ahead. There's going to be a church out there one day that's going to be looking for somebody just like me, and he's going to sit me right in it, And I'm going to minister exactly the way the Lord has called me to. And I'm looking for that day. And I'm looking for that place. I know within me that this life that I'm in, this stage of life that I'm in, is not where I'm just going to sit down and say, this is as good as it gets. This is as far as I can go. And this is as happy as I can be. Friend, if you live that way, you're being deceived by the devil. Don't you settle for the devil's level. Don't you say that you can only go so far, feel so much, and enjoy so little. But learn to live your life even greater through the suffering. Here's my challenge for you. The next time that you feel anything that is not good in you, when you would normally resort to your emotions, begin to pray. And I will promise you by the authority of the word that when you draw nigh unto God, He'll draw nigh unto you. Some of my greatest prayers to God would sound the most foolish to you. Sometimes I've looked at the software I'm writing and I've literally prayed out loud, God, I've Google searched all I can. I've read every book I can. I don't know. I need you. A few days would go by, boss man come over and say, when are we going to have that finished? Within me, I didn't have the answer. But then something amazing happens. Thoughts that weren't my thoughts, knowledge that wasn't my knowledge, wisdom that wasn't my wisdom begins to come out of me. And then that which was meant for my detriment has caused me to be successful. It has caused me to climb up in a field that is hard to climb in. It has caused me to be confident in what I can do. That's the way the Lord wants to move in your life and your calling and what you are to do. If you just settle for that little bit that you're doing right now, you're missing out on so much more. Some people find it difficult to go to churches of different denominations because they almost feel like what they have is so different. But I choose to go and fellowship, because that which you can show others through who you are and what you've suffered in, they can be encouraged and grow too. We're supposed to be a community of people that love the Lord. But I find that we're just 99 different listed churches with different addresses that have no commonality or any reason to come together. Why do you preach like this, brother? Because I refuse to live my life like I once was. I refuse to have another service like I once did. I want to have more of God every single time that I enter into His presence. I want to learn something that I didn't know yesterday. I want to know all that I can for what's ahead of me. I don't want to just settle on knowledge that I received when I was saved by God, but I want Him to instruct me daily. It says that the Holy Spirit is a teacher. It leads you to the will of God. For without the Spirit, you cannot know it. You do not understand what you are to do, what you should say, the actions you should take. You need His anointing to be with you. It's that same Spirit that serves as a comforter in those times of peril when you are low. And it is there to encourage you. David didn't have anybody in Ziklag. Elijah felt all alone in the cave. There were plenty of people that felt like they were by themselves. But God didn't leave them. Even before the promise of the comforter, He didn't leave them. And He's not left you. He's not forsaken you. But He said by the word that He'll be with you always, even unto the end. We could go through here, if we ever would really take the time, and have a good testimony service. And I can guarantee you that if you dug down in here and in here, that you'd find at least one good thing to be thankful for. And that's all that God needs you to do. That's how you start stirring up the gifts within you. Thankfulness. But we're losing it because we're being defined by the world. He said to be a separate people. He said, don't be defined by how they define themselves. Don't be defined by people that preach contention and envy. Don't be a divided church when people come against each other or disagree with one another. Don't be a divided family when the enemy tries to bring you apart. It's those times when it's furthest apart that God can move in it and bring it closer together than it ever was before. God moved not only in my life, but He moved in my family's life and caused them to love me and trust me again. They caused them to not look at me as I once was, but to look at me now as though I am. I'm blessed today because I've let God move in the lowest place. And I'm here to tell somebody, the Lord is telling you, when you're in that place where the devil has you low, that this is the place where God wants to be the greatest. This is the place where the Holy Spirit wants to envelop you. This is the place where He wants you to surrender. It's easy to surrender when everybody shout hallelujah. It's easy for everybody to say hallelujah when everybody else is saying hallelujah. But give me somebody that'll say hallelujah when they're going through a hard time. And I'll tell you that that's the kind of person that's going to stumble on a blessing they didn't even see coming. Give me somebody that'll shout when they're going through the worst of times. And I'll show you somebody whose life is about to turn around. Give me somebody that'll come on to church even though they just came through the worst of fights. And I'll tell you that I found somebody that's on their way to a blessing. Paul was blessed of God even in prison. He was blessed of God when he wasn't in prison. He was a minister, mighty not because just of the miracles, but he was mighty because of what he suffered through. He didn't know how he was going to die. He could have lived in fear of what was to come, but he didn't define himself by his fear. He defined himself by his faith. The enemy wants you to look at this and stop praying, to make excuses to not come to church, to have no reason to give thanks or praise, to not stand up and testify. Testimonies are almost gone anymore. First thing the enemy was attacking him was the teaching of God's word, and he's taken away the word of the good report. We have so much that we tell so little of. He blessed me this week. Everybody in here could say that if you looked inside of your heart. He has helped you. And those are the things that he wants us to glorify him for. Not of our own might, not of our own power, but by His Spirit, we can be made to be more than conquerors. I go to the trouble of studying, researching, looking things up, and staying up here and being persistent because I believe by faith that we are going to become a people that God can use every single time we enter in the doors. If we're not too careful, church, and I feel it like a warning, if we're not too careful to yield to God in our suffering, this suffering will overtake us and we'll be just like everybody else. We'll look at what we have and count it so little and not think ourselves as blessed. But you're blessed whether you are with a lot or with a little. You are blessed coming and going. You are blessed everywhere that you go. And if you can learn that you are blessed in good and in bad, then you are content with your life. Sure, we have dreams. Sure, we always have a natural desire to want more. I'm not going to wear the same shirt every day to work. First, they think I'm foolish, and by day four, I'd probably smell them out. So naturally, I have a desire to want another shirt. That's fine. But don't think you've got to have a shirt every single day of the year. Don't think that how people look at you is what makes you. People take credit for my work often. I let them. I don't even try to fight for it. I don't need it. I don't need their praise. I don't need their thanks. God sees my efforts. Me and my wife do things for each other all the time. Sometimes I remember to tell her, thank you for what you do. Sometimes I don't. But even when we forget, God still knows. Sometimes you'll come to church and obey God. And when you go out of here, you feel absolutely flattened to the ground. Like you just totally messed it all up. Like it was a total waste. Like you ever getting up was even worth doing. But I'm here to tell you that those that will obey, it is far better to do that than just show up and sacrifice your time. It's far better to be an obedient vessel for God because He can use those that are obedient to the pulling down of the strongholds. If you want to sit in your turmoil and not grow, then just let me know and I won't keep coming back and try. If you want to just settle for where you are, then you know what? Why even preach? If we're just going to say, this is as good as it's going to get, and this is where we're just going to have to live, then why bother another service? When you get complacent like that, you don't see hope. But when we believe by faith in the things we do not see and trust God with our fear and worry over what we don't have, then we begin to walk under a different power, walk in a different spirit, and be different. I'm not who I am today because I settled for what the world told me to be. If I was that guy, I'd be dead. But I'm here now, and He's brought me here to this place, and He has given me contentment in my life. I know I'm different. I'm not like any other preacher I know, if that's what you even call what I do. All I know is I am who I am, and I am what God has made me. I am what He has delivered me from. I am what He has poured into me. All that I was is behind me, and who I am today is able to stay encouraged in suffering. Yeah, I get frustrated, but it's not going to change my faith. Yeah, I get upset, but it's not going to change my faith. Yeah, I want to give up at times, but I'm unwavering because I know that he has done way too much for me. I almost feel unworthy at times to have what I have, but I know that I have what I have because I've been willing to go through what I've went through to receive it. If you want to grow in God, these are the kinds of word that you have to put in here and live. If you want to grow in the Spirit, you've got to let God have it in the bad days. If you truly want to be confident in your faith, let God take control where you have none. When you do this, you'll be content even in prison. You'll be content when you're in lack, and He will walk with you even when you cannot walk another step. Friends, don't take this lightly. Don't you be quick to forget what God has spoken tonight. The next time you're in a hard time, I challenge you to pray, and you come back and testify about what the Lord did for you. And I believe and am in eager expectation of a good report. Our days are numbered. We only have a little while before this is all said and done. And sometimes I just wish I was on with Jesus. But He saw fit that I would be here, just like Paul said, because it would be of benefit for you. Because the greatest blessings that you receive are not when you do things for you, but when you do things for others. For this is the love of Christ, that you would lay down your life for your friends. This is the love of God that will cause you to be charitable in an uncharitable society. It'll cause you to do things you never thought you'd do. It'll cause you to stand up and preach even when everybody's already ready to go. It'll cause you to be content with your life even when you see it falling through the cracks of your fingers. That's where God wants to live. That's where He wants to take control. That's where He wants to change in you. If we let Him have that part of our life, we can grow further than all the times we shout ourselves till we can only whisper. We can grow further in the times we let God take control when we have none.